Not everyone was thrilled when we decided to follow Jesus Christ. Oh, wish it was so, but sometimes family members are at best indifferent, sometimes even hostile to our decision. Oh, there's a lot of joy with people who understand what's going on within you, but sometimes there's just trouble for following Jesus. But this is what we know. When we confessed our sins to God, and we turn from sin and turn to God in real faith, something happened to us that we cannot deny. A joy came into our heart, a burden lifted off of us because our sins are forgiven, and a joy came into our life that endures even through the worst of times. There is an interesting story that happened to Jesus. It's in John chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came back seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which had seen him that was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, This is the one. And others said, Well, he's like him. But he said, I'm the one. Therefore they said unto him, How are your eyes open? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? And he says, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. And he said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. And therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not of God, because he keeps not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said again unto the blind man, What say you of him, that he has opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, whom you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, Well, we know that this is our son, and he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who has opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spoke his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. And again they asked the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I do not know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. And they said to him again, What did he to you? How opened he your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, you didn't hear. Would you like to hear it again? Would you also be his disciples? Then they reviled him, and said, You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he has come from. And the man answered and said unto him, Now herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not where he comes from, and yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. Since the world began, it is not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us? And they cast him out. That meant that they threw him out of the synagogue, which was his support, his social support, his safety net. It doesn't always go right with people when we follow Jesus. Not everybody's happy about it. But we know this, whereas before we couldn't see, now our eyes are open and we see Jesus. We had a burden of sin. Now we carry that burden no more. Before we lived without the grace of God. Now we have the grace of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me to be a witness of your power, your saving power, and what you have done in my life. And help me to speak to those who really don't understand what's happened to me. And help me, O Lord, to speak with kindness and love to them, no matter what they may do to me. In Jesus' name, amen.